Loyalist Township will be seeking up to $2.8 million from the Housing Accelerator Fund. At their August 14th meeting, council approved the township's application. If successful, the funding would be used to support 7 different initiatives within the township. According to the funding guidelines, the money can be put towards Housing Accelerator action plans, affordable housing, housing-related infrastructure, and community-related infrastructure. Director of Corporate Services Jenna Campbell explained how the funding is rolled out.
It would be 25% in the first year if you're successful, and then two milestones of 25% of the funding as long as you're meeting your action plan initiatives, and the last 25% would flow based on your success at achieving your housing unit targets.
Members of council ensured that the goals of the township's action plan would be a main focus for the funding. They noted in their report that without the funding, many key initiatives would be delayed or not completed. Council outlined the costs for the 7 different initiatives within their report: $50,000 for zoning bylaw comprehensive review, $109,000 for reducing commenting timelines for planning applications, $200,000 for design guideline clarity, $50,000 for development policy review, $750,000 towards the reduction in unaccounted for water and inflow and infiltration, $945,000 for growth-related infrastructure implementation, and $700,000 towards transit extension. Mayor Jim Hagedorn noted how good the funding would be for the community and thanked township staff for putting together the application.
I know it's a team effort, and Director Campbell did take the bull by the horns a little bit on this one, but it was a team effort to make sure that everything came in, and it encompasses different departments, and so all departments had to play their share in making sure we got to this point. And if successful, this will be able to advance the township a fair bit in the development planning for our municipality going forward.
If successful, the funding and associated programs will be built into the 2024 budget. For CJAI and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.